This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, you and Rabobank were at the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison. Cheese fell below $2 a pound, butter's below $3, bird flu is on the increase in California. Did you find out any good news there?
Thankfully, it was a beautiful dairy expo. I've been there before when it was snowing, but the weather was quite nice this year. I think spirits were high regardless of some of the recent declines in markets. The most recent September Class 3 payment was among the highest in 2 years, and that coupled with feed costs that are retreating to about the lowest in almost 4 years have farmer margins and profitability quite good and quite high here into the fourth quarter. But yes, as you mentioned, we're watching markets closely. After hitting a record high in September, barrels have come down below $2, blocks as well. So cheese retreating a little bit here into the fall, mostly as expected, though, and closer to those long-term average prices. Butter, the fundamental data is finally catching up to the market, I think. All year, we've seen stronger production and higher stocks versus the past 2 years. So it has seemed that we've had plenty of butter to go around, and I think end users are finally convinced of that. So we've seen that butter price retreat a little bit, falling below $3 a few weeks ago for the first time since May. However, looking ahead, though, I think one of the good news and good pieces of information is even if dairy farmers wanted to increase milk production, replacement heifers are close to record high prices, and there's not much ability to increase cow numbers here now that we're at a multi-year low. So I do think this delay and a resurgence in milk production that could be driven by high profitability right now could keep prices from falling any farther and kind of eliminate some of the margin pressures that we've seen the past 18 months. While markets have come down a little bit, I think it's overall still decent news for dairy farmers over the next few months.
Real quickly, in closing, how serious is this increase in bird flu in California?
Yeah, it's another watch factor. I wish the data was a little bit more clear. We have case numbers, but not necessarily farm sizes. So we don't know if it's 200 cow dairies or 2,000 cow dairies being impacted. Overall, though, any limit in milk production increase is positive for markets. So we'll have to remain watching this.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
For Feedworks USA, I'm John Clark with a very special guest, the 77th Allison Dairyland, Haley Heinzel.
Allison Dairyland is Wisconsin's official agricultural ambassador. I have the honor of representing our state's $104.8 billion agriculture industry. I travel across the state of Wisconsin and beyond, learning and sharing more about the diverse agriculture industry here in our state of Wisconsin. The process to become Alice, they say, is the most rigorous but rewarding job interview you'll ever have in your life, so thank goodness it's all downhill from here.
And you get to drive a pretty cool car, too.
I do. The Wisconsin Corn Board has a car for Allison Dairyland to drive around. It's very recognizable. It says Allison Dairyland right on the side. It's covered in Wisconsin corn and is fueled by Wisconsin ethanol.
What has been the most interesting, eye-opening thing you've learned as Allison Dairyland?
I love meeting new people, and especially meeting new people who come from various backgrounds. It's really wonderful to meet families who have been dairy farming or just farming for 8 generations. And it's also great to meet people who have maybe never seen a cow before, and really getting to bridge that gap between our rural and urban communities in Wisconsin and beyond.
Learning the tremendous diversity of agriculture in Wisconsin is interesting too.
Yes, from cattle to swine, corn, cranberries, Christmas trees, and everything in between. There is so much to love and learn about in Wisconsin.
What's next on your chock full calendar?
Looking forward, I'm really excited to get into some holiday campaigns with some something special from Wisconsin products. I also am just looking forward to doing a lot more school visits. I love getting to schools to talk about Wisconsin dairy and Wisconsin agriculture.
Any fun stuff with cheese in the state?
Yes, in March I'll be doing a March Madness cheese bracket in honor of March Madness basketball, so that'll
cheese
be a lot of fun.
Bracket.
Oh yes, you know, we have over 600 styles, types, and varieties of cheeses that we make in Wisconsin, and so we got to pit the best of the best against each other and figure out which cheese comes on top. I think last year it was cheese curds.
Haley Heitzel with Allison Dairyland, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.